Welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The best way to kick it off, as we always do, is go through the levels real quick. So Bitcoin is currently trading at $5,135, down 9% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 49 cents, down 4%. Ethereum currently trading at $154, down 12%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $349, down 8%. EOS currently trading at $4.11, down 10% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 52.9% of the current market cap, which is $168 billion at this current point in time. Over the weekend, we saw mass selling pressure. We saw a downward trajectory taking place with the market cap. And it's interesting, I think, There's lots of different elements of what's going on here. I think there's a lot of unknowns. I think there's a lot of fear in the market. This market is fear and greed. It's sentiment driven at this current point in time, which we're going to dig into in a second. But I think all in all, what you have to look at is technology. Technology is getting better day by day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And that's really the question. Is the technology getting better? Is adoption happening? Are we seeing this progress? Are we seeing this move forward? Absolutely. The price is the price, and it doesn't affect the underlying tech in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, a lot of the people I've been speaking to over the weekend, a lot of the talented developers out there, they're really not thinking about the market cap. They don't even know where Bitcoin's trading or where the current market cap currently is, because it's not important. It's about developing the technology to build tomorrow's future. And that's really the key message here. I know a lot of people who are holding positions in crypto, maybe some people that got involved in the start of this year in January, who are really feeling the downward trajectory that we've currently been facing for the last couple of months. But I think you really have to have a long-term view, and those who are in for a quick buck are gonna feel the pressure more than those who really understand what we're trying to build and we're trying to do, not only as different protocols, but also as just an overall community and our approach and all the different industries that have been disrupted and all the different corporations who are now looking to utilize blockchain in some way, shape, or form. But the market itself, we've seen a massive sell-off. Let's take it back to Friday, where we were seeing a market cap of about $190 billion to the current market cap, which is $168 billion. Many things have happened. We're going to go through some of those in a second, but that's just kind of my two cents of the matter. I'd be really interested to hear yours as well. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Let's find out what's going down, what's taking place, what people are saying in the market. So let's get down to business. So there's many different people saying many different things in the market, but the latest drops are being blamed on a hard fork, a change whereby the digital assets will effectively divide in two to form a new cryptocurrency. In Bitcoin, its sister token, Bitcoin Cash, according to many different web articles. So Bitcoin ABC and Bitcoin SV were creative last week in a bid to improve on Bitcoin's existing technology, which has undergone few upgrades since being created nearly 10 years ago. The move has sparked mass sell-offs that have knocked billions off the value of Ripple and Bitcoin and other digital tokens out there. The crisis comes days after Changpeng Zhao, chief executive of cryptocurrency trading platform Binance, told US broadcaster CNBC that he expected Bitcoin to enter another bull run similar to which he saw in December highs. It's really hard to predict what would trigger the next price boom. It will come sooner or later, Zhao said. From another analyst, the next logical level of support is at $5,000 for Bitcoin. But if that doesn't hold, the next logical support level isn't until $3,500, according to eToro analyst Matty Greenspan. And it's interesting, we had other people coming out as well. Others pointed to a split in the cryptocurrency Bitcoin Cash. Once again, that digital currency split, Bitcoin ABC and Bitcoin SV, which analysts said have added uncertainty to broader crypto markets. US regulators made good on promises to regulate non-compliant cryptocurrency projects last week. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced its first civil penalties against crypto founders on Friday as part of a bigger regulatory and legal crackdown amid abuse and outright fraud. SEC Chairman Jay Clayton said earlier this year that all cryptocurrencies aside from Bitcoin and Ether constitute securities, and if it's a security, we're regulating it. The cryptocurrency tumble comes along after fresh warnings from the European Central Bank Executive Board member Benoît Cuenier last week, according to a report from Bloomberg News. Cuenier called Bitcoin a combination of a bubble, a Ponzi scheme, and an environmental disaster at a banking conference last week. Interesting. Bitcoin was an extremely clever idea. Sadly, not every clever idea is a good idea, Cuenier said. In more ways than one, Bitcoin is the evil spawn of the financial crisis. I mean, what a load of rubbish. But anyway, what I'm trying to do is trying to paint a picture of what's going on, what people are saying, what people are doing from different aspects. And I think there's been a lot of negativity this week. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's been the regulator entering into the space, which I don't think has been seen positively from price action perspective. But all in all, it's becoming more real as a space. And it, like the price action doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter for the token holder or the consumer who uses these tokens on a day-to-day basis. But this is really a good sign. We're having regulation. We're having regulators coming in. They've got to sort out what's been going on last year. There's a lot of fraudulent ICOs. But what this is doing is creating a base structure. And this is getting big now. This is getting to the point where you can't ignore it anymore. I think last year, a lot of people just ignored it. And I think it got too big for it to be ignored anymore. And that's why we're seeing a lot of different things happening in the space. So with that in mind, I think it's really worth pointing out what we need next, which is a valuation or a better way to value crypto assets. So the most commonly cited number for comparing the worth of different crypto projects is market capitalization, and an extremely flawed metric. Critics note, for example, the poor liquidity combined with lax rules at many exchanges let founders and large holders easily manipulate market cap quotes at sites such as CoinMarketCap. This made for all sorts of abuses during the ICO mania last year. But there's a deeper philosophical problem with market capitalization. Because it's benchmarked in dollars, this measures which simply reflects a token's price manipulated by the number of issued tokens, implicitly judges the success of each crypto project in terms of some expected future fiat currency or an exit. For an industry rooted in efforts to reinvent money and create alternative non-fiat forms of value exchange, that's a contradiction and encourages bad behavior. Prioritizing that dollar-based return on investment fosters communities of coin-pumping fanatics rather than those passionate software and business developers focused on building successful decentralized crypto-economic projects. Yet the day traders and YouTube advisors, ubiquitous as they are, do not hold a monopoly over crypto culture. There are still plenty of people drawn to this technology for reasons other than making a quick buck or flipping coins. More than any other type of asset, crypto tokens are defined by the communities they attract, ad hoc collectives of individuals motivated by a freely formed belief in an idea, a unique proposition for decentralization, an economic ecosystem. Not every token's core idea is a good one, and of course, but the point is that the enthusiasm in the idea is a key determinant of a project's value. That passion also varies greatly, especially in the degree of which it manifests as a real commitment to developing the technology and the community. If we are to truly measure the value of these assets, we must also find ways to quantify those qualities, which are, by definition, independent of each token's dollar-based price. And I think this was a really, really well-structured point that Michael J. Casey, who I want to give full credit to from CoinDesk, wrote about just the kind of the views and the outlook that a valuation has to kind of adopt. And there isn't really the key valuation as of yet that the funds are really using. I think there's many different ways that people are valuing deals. You have the old venture capital type styles and earnings and revenue models. But I think for new exciting projects that are being developed in the garages all around the world, there isn't really the way of valuing a community as of yet. I mean, how would you do that? In the dot-com bubble, it was kind of eyeballs on websites, which It's not a real valuation metric. But it's really interesting because we haven't really been able to adopt a way as of yet. It needs to be created rather than using old traditional methods for new exciting projects coming through. And how do you value a community? And if you're valuing it to dollar, then it doesn't make sense because this isn't a dollar-based proposition. And this doesn't apply for all projects coming out, but there's definitely the consensus that there needs to be some sort of situation example. And many people say you should peg it to Bitcoin. A lot of Bitcoin maximalists say that. Bitcoin itself is extremely volatile. Is that the correct thing to peg all crypto assets to? I think that's probably open for debate. But I think in order to really value any assets out there, you really have to have something that you're going to value it to. And the point of the article was that dollar-based valuations for crypto projects who are looking to transact in crypto, who are looking to raise in crypto, may not be the solution moving forward. But believe me, many people smarter than myself are working on finding different valuation metrics and ways to do this. And I've been in many different conversations all around the world where people are having exactly these conversations. So I'll be interested. Maybe we'll bring a guest on very shortly to shed some light on the situation. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you as always for your time and attention. We have a really, really busy week ahead of us on the podcast. We've got lots of different guests coming on the show. So remember to stay tuned as always. And if you enjoyed today's show, remember to subscribe to the channel. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And if you're a real hustler, and if you're looking to get hold of us, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.